Take your Bible, please, and find Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Last October, you and I set out on a journey on Sunday morning. We made a few detours along the way. But the journey was through Paul's letter to the churches of Galatia. And today we come to the conclusion of this journey. As we look together at these last eight verses in Galatians, Galatians chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. Paul's letter to the Galatians has a message of utmost seriousness. And it's so serious because the consequences that hang in the balance. What are the consequences? Well, how we live the Christian life in bondage to the law or freedom in Christ. And then if we miss it all together, how a sinner is reconciled to God, then our eternal destiny is affected. So eternity hangs in the balance on the message of Galatians. If you get it wrong, you're separated from the Lord forever and ever in the place called hell. You want to go to heaven, you need to get it right. This book, the letter to Galatians and Paul's letter to the Romans, deal with how a holy God justifies guilty sinners. Now, the context for both these letters are different. I'll remind you for the last time, because we conclude the message of Galatians this morning, but I remind you that the background was that Paul the Apostle, who had been converted on his journey down to Damascus, where he was seeking to persecute believers in Christ, had now been commissioned and called by God to be the missionary to the Gentiles. And in his missionary journeys, he had gone to the cities of Galatia, including Lystra, Derbe, Iconium. There he had proclaimed the gospel, and the Spirit of God had moved in such a way that some of those people who lived in these cities of Galatia had come to saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul gathered those converts in churches. He nurtured them in the ways of God, and then he moved on. Because Paul's entire ministry was an itinerant ministry. He would go and stay a year and a half, 3 years in a place, and then move on and plant the gospel and plant New Testament churches in some other city, some other area. And so he had moved on from Galatia. And after Paul had moved away from Galatia, others had come after him. Jewish followers of Jesus who had not yet broken free of the shackles of the law. And they had come after and they had said, yes, what Paul taught you is true. Yes, Jesus is the Messiah. Yes, Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. Yes, Jesus came alive on the third day and he's the resurrected one. But in order to be really saved, to be really right with God, you must believe all that Paul said, but you also must do at least one other thing. You must be circumcised. And so Paul is battling in this letter to the churches of Galatia. He is battling for the integrity of the gospel. What is the true gospel that sets sinners free? And throughout this letter, and this is a hot letter, this letter is scorching. Throughout this letter to the Galatians, Paul is pleading with the Galatian Christians, don't go back into legalism. Stand fast in the liberty with which Christ Jesus has set you free. Because the message of the gospel is a liberating message. And so this morning, we come to this last section of this last chapter of Paul's letter to the Galatians. We see that Paul is still at it to the very end, man. He is hammering away on the gospel. So this morning, think with me about the heart of the gospel. Because in these final concluding sentences, Paul is still defending and declaring the gospel. Look in chapter 6, beginning with verse 11. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand. Those who want to make a good impression outwardly are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised obey the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither